short of Eddie Dowling's biography of Victor Herbert, Mr. Hal Skelly, the popular stage and screen star, will continue with another of his intimate experiences with the great composer. In the last episode, I told you of my meeting with Victor Herbert, in which I played the role of what he afterwards called the Good Samaritan. For the benefit of those who may not have listened in on my story, I repeat this much. It was the opening night of Victor Herbert's Red Mill. I was about 14 and was waiting for the gallery door to open when a man started across the street and stumbled in the path of a runaway horse. I stopped the horse, and the man, on hearing that I was anxious to get up into the gallery to see the show, gave me a card to the manager. The name on the card was Victor Herbert, and in pencil he had written, "This boy has just saved me from a bad scrape. Take care of him." He told me to see him after the show. However, I kept the card as a souvenir and saw the show from the gallery. I didn't see him that night, but some years later, when I began to get a little success on the stage, I met Victor socially, and we became good friends. Of course, he didn't remember me, and I didn't want to embarrass him by bringing the subject up. But one day in 1917, I was sitting in the Lambs Club with some friends. That night, Victor had a new operetta opening called Eileen. We were all anxious to attend the premiere. We phoned for tickets and found the house sold out. Jokingly, I said, "Well, I'm going to get in to see Victor's opening tonight, and I'm going to get in with a pass from him." Victor was sitting at another table, and one of his friends called him over.
"Oh, Victor."
"Yes, I'll be right there." "Say, if we'd have had any sense, we'd have bought tickets a week ago."
"Well, it's a great time to think of it now."
"Hello, how are you, boys?"
"Say, Victor, the house is sold out for tonight, and I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a pass."
"I can't do that, my boy." "Well, Hal just said yourself, the house is sold out."
"Well, Hal just said you were going to give him one."
"He's kidding you."
"I'm not kidding, Victor. I'm going to see the show tonight and on a pass from you."
"I'll bet you a nice new hat you want."
"Great. I'll take that bet."
"All right. You gentlemen are witnesses."
And so the bet was made. I went home and got the Charles card that Victor had given me some years ago. And that night I boldly presented it to the manager of the show, who apologized for not being able to provide me with a seat, but said that I was welcome to stand if I didn't mind. I'd have stood on my head to see it. The score is one of the most beautiful Victor ever wrote. All the Irish in him came out in this music. Difficult to pick any certain number as the hit of this show, because all the numbers were hits. However, this one was one of my favorites.
Bye.
commission, I met Victor in the lobby talking to the manager.
Hello, Hal. I see you're here.
Yes, I told you I'd get in. By the way, Victor, you owe me a new hat.
No, I didn't bet you wouldn't get in. I said you wouldn't get in on a pass.
That's right. That's how I got in.
On a pass. Not from me.
Ask your manager.
Then it's a fake. You wrote it yourself.
It's your handwriting, Mr. Herbert.
It is, eh? Get that pass and give it to me after the performance.
It's now time for Victor to go back to his orchestra. In a moment, they were playing the introduction to the next act. Second act, it made my Irish blood tingle. When they sang it, I thought I was in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Here's how it went. Here's a great night tonight for the Irish, for the cause we fought for and died. And the time is to be when you see all Ireland free. Here's the land of our love and our pride. We despise and defy our oppressors, and the tyrant's laws we will find. But as fast as they can make them, because if we can break them, yours the Irish have a great day tonight. Well, I got the manager after the curtain came down, and he took the pass, and together we went back to Victor.
Oh, Mr. Herbert, here's that pass you wanted to see.
Oh, yes. Let me have a look at it.
Well, that's no fake, is it, Victor?
Well, that's my handwriting. Where did you get this, Hal?
You gave it to me. Yes, for stopping that horse some years ago on 38th Street. Don't you remember the opening night of the Red Mill?
You don't mean to tell me that you were that boy?
In person. Well, do I win the hat?
You certainly do. You were my good Samaritan that night, my boy. And if I'm not mistaken, I owe you a suit, too. For it seems to me that horse gave your clothes a queer old mutton up.
You have just heard another episode of the Reminiscences of Victor Herbert, as told to you by Mr. Hal Skelly. Your sponsor will announce the date of the next episode. Your announcer is Leland Lee. This production is by Famous Artists of the Air.